2008, I'm running in Pretoria in the Central Business Center.
Do you actually have premises where you operate, or where is your salon?
I'm renting from City Property. I have a premise at where I'm renting from City Property.
So how do you get your clients? We've seen that there has just been xenophobia in South Africa. How are you attracting your clients?
We have to go downstairs, like our salon is in a flat in the building, 7th floor of the building. So we have to go downstairs with our placard showing the status of hair that we do in the guest house. So it's how you negotiate with your clients that will be passing inside the streets, how you negotiate. Then you bring your client upstairs, then you play. After finishing that client, you have to go downstairs again to face another one.
And what would you say has been your major challenge as a Zimbabwean woman trying to do business in South Africa?
Our major challenge is like we don't have union groups, even groups that are helping the Zimbabwean women. We don't have groups that are helping financially. Because you find you've got a lot of projects and ideas that you can do. There are a lot of chances and opportunities that you can do. But the thing that hinders us is capital. That is the one that we don't have any support from any other groups. We don't have meetings. We don't have representatives. And like if we look at like our counterparts from Nigeria, when they come here, they already have money to start business. So automatically they start business. So like where I am, I think I'm the only Zimbabwean woman who has a salon. Majority of the people that are here, they are Nigerians.
So would you say that you're making enough money to sustain your family? And how big is your family?
It's not enough because the economy also is changing here in South Africa. So it's not enough because there's no way that you expand. The little that you have, you spend mostly on rentals. Because the rentals here, they are very expensive. For us, we are staying here in town. I'm renting a salon here in town because it's safer in town and like in the location. Because if you look very well where the xenophobic attacks were being targeted, mostly it was in the location. So you prefer to stay in town, of which is very expensive for the rentals. All the money that you mostly make is almost spent on rentals, school fees, like we have to pay monthly.
How much are you paying for rentals?
Like in my shop, I'm paying 4,400 rands for my shop. I used to have a flat. I ended up letting it out because I couldn't afford it. It was almost 5,000 that I needed to pay for a two-bedroom flat. So right now I'm renting a single room and I'm paying 2,000 for that single room. So imagine I have to pay almost 6,000 for rentals only. School fees, I have to send my son in grade 9. I'm paying 600 every month. The little one, I'm not even sending him to crash because I need to pay maybe 1,000 for him for crash. So it's too much.
And are you married?
I'm a widow. My husband passed on in January 2012.
Where?
Here in South Africa. I had to bury him here because I couldn't afford to pay the 20,000 to send his baby home.
And what was the response of his parents?
They know how we have to be running around to make a living. So it's not like we are making a living. We are just surviving. So there's no way that they wouldn't understand. They had to understand.
Moving forward as a young Zimbabwean woman looking after a family by yourself, what would you like to see happen in future to make your life a little bit better?
What I would love to is to have a group that support women. I'm having a salon. I need capital to start a lot of things, to make perfumes, to buy hair pieces and sell inside that shop, to be selling a lot of products that you can sell. But the problem is capital because we don't have access to these foreign banks that we can access loans and the whole stuff. Everything that we have to do, we have to pay cash. So if we have those groups that support us, that help us, even if it has to loan us, we'll be monitoring how we are progressing. Because we are business people, we know what we want, we know what is sent, we know what people want. But the thing that you only know about it, but you can't even do it because of what of capital.